morning, everybody. Welcome to your prelude. Would you look at the person on either side of you and say, it's time to sing with Dave? Would you do that for me right now? It's time to sing with Dave. I like the sound of that. Very easy. It goes like this. I am here for the greater good of all, the greater good of all, greater good of all. I am here for the greater good of all, the greater good of all. Try that with me. Here we go. I am here for the greater good of all, greater good of all, greater good of all. I am here for the greater good of all, greater good of all. You are here now. You are here for the greater good of all, greater good of all, greater good of all. You are here for the greater good of all, greater good of all. Guess what's next? We are here for the greater good of all, greater good of all, greater good of all. We are here for the greater good of all, greater good of all. That last line again. The greater good of all. Halftime. The greater good of all.
Lori, would you introduce our guest today?
Oh, boy, there's not enough time. We'd be here till Tuesday if I gave you his whole resume.
That's true.
I totally invite you to check out his website because he has a fantastic story and a really incredible path that has brought him to today. You can find his music all over the world, including a lot of Chicken Soup of the Soul collections. He was an artist in residence at the Omega Institute in New York. He's on a tour right now, and we're very fortunate to have him here today for services. And then at 5 o'clock, right here. Yeah. So please join us later. David Roth.
David Roth. Thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning. Welcome. And we certainly welcome those that are streaming with us today as well. I'd just like to say with our first announcement that our ASL interpreter that is normally here just recently called in ill. He's experiencing a challenge. Will we hold him in prayer, please? So today we, first time I can ever remember not having an ASL interpreter. So we apologize to that community. A few other announcements. Ruby's hat sale continues today, and Ruby's with us today. It continues in the Midwest room, and Ruby has generously donated over 600 hats. We still have over 300 left. Can you imagine owning 600 hats? Over 300 left, and she's donated, and all the donations go to right here to Unity Minneapolis. Also, there's an underground rumor out there that says that next week, everyone that has bought a Ruby hat will wear them to the service next week. So male or female, wear them to the service next week. We'll honor Ruby's hats next week. We are blessed to have David Roth with us today, and he has a concert at 5 p.m., and he has beautiful material out in our garden court for sale as well. The flowers today were given by Papo in honor of his daughter's 34th birthday, Corolla. Also, we have an announcement from our chair of our nominating committee, Patty Shevick. Patty?
Good morning.
Wow. They love you.
Oh, wow. So decisions are made here all the time, many that you don't know about, some that you do know about and that you're really excited about, others you might have other feelings about, and that's only because you care about Unity Minneapolis. So if you do have those feelings, there is an opportunity for you. in 2015 in February, we have two board positions that will come available. Jeff Kaiserman and Laura Masika will have fulfilled their terms, and so they will be complete in February, and that means we have two positions available for you. To be as considered to be a board member, you have to have three things. One is to be a member. The next is to have taken Lessons in Truth, which starts on November 25th. And another one is to take another class such as 4T, Keys to the Kingdoms. There's a lot of different classes that would qualify for that. And you also have to have a care for the church. We have formed our nominating committee, and we are starting to get together so we can bring you more information to tell you how to go about becoming a part of the board. And as Reverend Pat said, I will be chairing that committee. Sarah Cox will be representing the board on the committee. Jan VanRoomay, in the colorful outfit here in the third row, is representing the congregation. We voted her in at the annual meeting, and then Reverend Pat will also be on the committee. So if you have any questions, even if you're just thinking, I wonder if I'd be interested, I don't know, please come and seek us out or seek out a board member, and we would be glad to answer any of your questions. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. And just remember also that if you're interested in that, if Spirit calling you to do that, that's great. And one of our bylaw requirements is that lessons in truth, you have to complete a lessons in truth. And we offer that conveniently for you on November the 25th. It begins on November the 25th. Also, we have a wonderful guest speaker today. He's been with us for 10 days. Well, as of Tuesday, it will be 10 days. He's doing an on-site visit. I am truly blessed to be his mentor. And he has visited us now for the first time, and more than likely, he'll be back with us next year as well. He is currently in his first year of ministerial school at Unity National School Specific Rim, and also serves as the spiritual leader of Windward Unity Church in Hawaii. He heard a call to ministry in his teens, yet finally got around to answering that call in 2010, and he entered the ministerial intern program at Unity Church of Hawaii. With dedication to service as an ongoing theme of his life, he is truly immersed in the pursuit of ministry, and he demonstrates passion, excellence, excitement, enthusiasm, through the transforming principles that we teach here at Unity, and through recognizing that God is in all of life. It's been a joy to have him here on staff with us this past week, and he'll be leaving on Tuesday. Many of you have experienced him already, and we are blessed to be able to experience him this Sunday as he provides our lesson for us. I will continue to mentor him, God willing, and the creek don't rise. We will continue to mentor him. Hold me in thoughts and prayers as well, okay? Please give a warm welcome to Gio Downer, okay? We want to communicate with you. Check out our website. Take your bulletin home. Check out the monitors throughout the community here. Also, you are live streaming now on your mobile devices as well. And if you have a mobile phone, you might want to check in, let people know where you are, and like us on Facebook as well. Turn your phones off then and give yourself the gift of this hour together, or thereabouts an hour together, okay? Let's begin with prayer. Let's just go to that place within where we know and we feel God's love. We feel that loving presence of God as it moves in and through us, is the activity of peace, the activity of freedom. We give thanks for freedom this morning. Our physical freedom, but also our spiritual freedom. And we let go of those things today that no longer serve us. We let go of those things and replace these self-limiting thoughts with confident building thoughts. We are truly grateful to be here together, truly grateful to be in service with one another. And today we open our hearts, we open our minds to a greater awareness of God's love. We open our hearts, we open our minds to a greater awareness of God's love moving in and through us. And together we say, thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Is this a gorgeous day? Let's applaud the day. We begin our service by using affirmations. The affirmations are in your order of service. May we affirm together our mission statement. Together, we are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. Our vision statement. Together, we are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. And today's affirmation for today's lesson. Together, I am free to be me. Let's do it again. I am free to be me. Inviting our on-duty Unity Prayer Chaplains to please stand. And if you'll look around the room, you'll see that these individuals have stepped into service today. They're here in service to you. They're here to hold that sacred space. They're here to listen with the ears of their heart, to pray aloud with you, and then to hold what they have heard in the strictest of confidence. So today, if you have a prayer request, by all means, seek out a Unity Prayer Chaplain. I promise you it will be a blessing to you and a blessing to them. Thank you for your service today, and you may be seated. Our opening song is Sacred Love, and we invite you to please stand. Sacred Love.
You are sacred love. Sacred love is all that you are. You are sacred love, God. Sacred love is all that you are. Hey, sing it again. You are sacred love. Sacred love is all that you are. You are sacred love, God. Sacred love is all that you are. Show me the way. Show the way, God. Show the way. I want to live in such a state of grace. Lead the way, God, lead the way. I want to live in such a holy place. Such a holy place. You are blessed peace. Blessed peace is all that you are. You are blessed peace, God. Blessed peace is all that you are. Show me the way.
Show the way, God.
Show the way. I want to live in such a state of grace. Lead the way.
Lead the way, God.
Lead the way. I want to live in such a holy place. Such a holy. All that you are. Show me the way.
Show the way, God. Show the way.
I want to live in such a state of grace. Lead the way.
Lead the way, God.
Lead the way. I want to live in such a holy place. This is such a holy place. All that you are, sacred love is all that you are, sacred love is all that you are.
Thank you, and please be seated. Unity is that positive path for spiritual living, and we do offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. We are also an open and welcoming inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do here each and every Sunday morning is to acknowledge our first-time guest. So today, if you're with us for the first time, we invite you to allow us to honor your presence here today. We invite you, if you would, just to take your courage in your hand. We're going to do nothing drastic. Take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. First time guest out there. God bless you. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. That purple packet that you're receiving tells you a lot about Unity Minneapolis. Also, there gives you a lot of information in there. There's a welcoming CD in that packet. And also, there's a pink card there. If you choose to fill out any part of that card and turn that into our book desk, then we have a special gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you a very personal welcome. We also welcome those that are live streaming with us today for the first time. All that has been said is important, and yet one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this, and that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you're welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. And we're truly blessed. I just saw her come in. Melody Martin, our ministerial intern at Unity Village, is with us today. So, Melody, it's good to have you here. Yes, yes, yes. It's really great to have our guests with us today. We enjoy greeting each other. We do that with a handshake, a hug, a smile, namaste. We ask before we hug. Let's do that right now, okay? Let us remain standing, And our next song is I Am Free, I Am Unlimited. We invite you to stand for this and listen up for a moment. It's I Am Free, You Are Free, We Are Free, I Am Free. Let's do it together, okay?
I am free. There are no chains that bind me. I am free. I am unlimited. Right now, right now. I am free. I am unlimited. There are no chains that bind me. I am free. I am unlimited. Right now. Sing, you are free. You are free. You are unlimited. Chains that bind you. You are free. You are unlimited. Right now, right now. You are free. You are unlimited. There are no chains that bind you. You are free. You are unlimited. Right now, right now.
We are free. We are free.
We are unlimited. There are no chains that bind us. We are free. We are unlimited. Right now, right now.
We are free. We are unlimited. There are no chains that bind us. We are free. We are unlimited. Right now.
Sing, I am free.
I am free, I am unlimited, right now.
We now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of Surely the Presence. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed for an additional 30 days. The word for today is flexible. I am flexible and young in spirit. The Spirit of God is at the very core of my being. It is my source of eternal youth and life. I recognize this flowing force that keeps me alive, breath by breath and heartbeat by heartbeat. I do not limit my capacity to express the life of spirit by being inflexible or stuck. I refuse to become crystallized in old thoughts or ways of being. I affirm my true nature in spirit. I am an ever-flowing, ever-renewing expression of infinite life. I live this truth by expressing openness and resiliency. I am flexible in mind and body. I am conscious of my life, energy, and strength. I express the vitality and youthfulness of spirit within. And from Isaiah, "For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song." The word for today is flexible.
So I invite you to join me in meditation. And if you've not done so, I invite you just to gently close your eyes. Closing out the outside world. Bringing your attention inward into that place where only you can go. I invite you to take a deep breath. And as you exhale, just let go of any concerns or any worries, all the busyness of the day. Let it go. And continue to breathe deeply. And I invite you to allow my words to become your words this morning. I am free. I am free to live as God created me. I answer the call to be my best. God created me to be free and to enjoy the fullness of life, to learn to grow and to evolve into my divine potential. I break free from limiting behavior through the power of God within. I consider what is true about me. I am infused with divine power, strength, and love. I am free to be and do all I have been created for. And I choose positive habits and attitudes that support my well-being, and I bring my talents to the world. I am free to live as God created me. I am free to live as God created me. And in this awareness, and in this greater understanding, I rest. I rest for a moment in the stillness and in the quiet. Thank you for the stillness and the quiet. I am free to live as God created me. I enjoy the fullness of life. So I invite you, if you would, to take another deep breath. And as you exhale, begin to bring your attention back to this time and this place, knowing that we have truly been in the kingdom of God, the kingdom within. We say, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't nervous. When the doctor said I'd need to have it out, he said that it was common not to worry, but that's easier said than done, without a doubt. So I nodded while I sat there in denial, and I pondered all the outcomes as he spoke. Oh, I could batten down my hatches of resistance, or I could use this opportunity to grow from things that do not serve me, things that I don't need, things that I am done with and no longer choose to feed. When I'm on the other side, I'll know that letting go of all the things I didn't need will help me getting whole. There were failures and frustrations that I swallowed, disappointments and distresses that I held. But the thought of letting all that anger surface didn't seem like it was worth the way it felt. Now it feels like something deep inside my psyche has erupted and imploded in my throat. The construction crew is setting up their pylons, where the pavement's finally cracking from the load of things that do not serve me, things that I don't need, things that I am done with and no longer choose to feed. When I'm on the other side, I'll know that letting go of all the things I didn't need will help me getting whole. Did I make the perfect choices? Did I do the best I could? Is holding in contribute to my very highest good? I release the mighty octopus that smothers and defends. I embrace the golden foamy sea that purifies and cleanses. So they took that little object from my body. They removed the thing that raised up all those flags. But they also got a whole lot more than tissue, because I packed it full of other things I had. Things that do not serve me, things that I don't need, things that I'm done with and no longer choose to. When I'm on the other side, I'll know that letting go all the things I didn't need will help me getting whole.
Thank you, David, for such an amazing song about healing. In this particular moment, I have a special appreciation for the opening line. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't nervous. Good morning.
Good morning.
You see, I'm here to share the good news with you. I'm here to spread the gospel. And one of the things that I know that is the gospel, that is the good news, is that you have an incredible spiritual leader. You are blessed with an amazing minister. And you know, the great thing about that is I have an absolutely incredible mentor. I do. As I said, I'm here to share the good news. I'm here to speak to the gospel. I kind of wonder what that sparks in you. What do you think about when you hear that word gospel? I've actually had some conversations with a few people this week, and I've noticed that there's been some resistance to whenever I ask that question. But you see, in Unity, we recognize the importance of sharing the good news in this world. The good news of the presence of God within each and every person on this planet. And this spiritual community stands in that truth. It's been an incredible blessing and an incredible honor to see the demonstration of that in so many of you, and I honor that this morning. I'm very appreciative that, you see, not only do I get to share and spread the gospel, I get to see the gospel here. Now, growing up in the Southern Baptist tradition, I was oftentimes told that the gospel was about the death of some guy who had to suffer because of all the horrible things that I had done. And I couldn't really quite make sense of that. I don't know about you, but that just never really quite made sense to me. Now, it makes sense to a lot of people on this planet, and I celebrate the fact that that is how they get a greater sense of God's presence in their life. I don't want to diminish that in any way whatsoever. However, I'd like to live in the possibility that the life and the ministry of Jesus and the demonstrations that he showed was a way in which I could step into the good news of who I can be, of who I am, of who each and every one of us already is. As we follow the example of our elder brother, of our way shower, we see that there are amazing, miraculous things that can happen in our lives and that we can live the gospel. One of the things that we recognize is the gospel in our spiritual community is that we are a positive path for spiritual living. Another of the many wondrous things that is happening here in this spiritual community is that sometimes it's hard to find parking. No, that really is good news. It's also, sometimes it's a little difficult to figure out where am I going to sit because all my favorite places are already taken. And that's really some wondrous good news. There's some incredible good news in that recently in this spiritual community there has been a change. From Unity Christ Church to Unity Minneapolis. And although change is the only constant in life, I would imagine that there are some of us have had a little bit of resistance to that. But what's going to be different? How is that going to change the way that I approach my life? How is that going to be different in my spiritual community? So maybe that's a concern that's crossed your mind. That's just one of the many things that might cross our mind. I know that for me, over the course of this last week, I have had some interesting concerns. You see, what's been crossing my mind is I only have these boots to wear, and wow, you know, during the week, I'm not really used to wearing shoes. And do I have enough socks? Maybe I need to buy some socks. And oh, this tie, I mean, it's probably out of style, but maybe no one will notice. Perhaps you have some chatter or some activity in your life that isn't all that dissimilar to that. This week we're continuing in a series of a book called The Untethered Soul, written by Michael Singer. And Michael Singer addresses the fact that we oftentimes have so much chatter and activity in our minds that we lose sight of the truth of who we are. This morning, I'd like to invite you once again to affirm with me the affirmation that's within your bulletin. Now, it's not very difficult. You could look again if you want. But it says, I am free to be me. I wonder if once again you would be willing to join with me to declare that out loud together. I am free to be me. And if we look at what Michael Singer is speaking to in The Untethered Soul, I have to stop and wonder, who is me? You see, I thought it was that guy who was really proud of his hair and the fact that I could just do this and my feathers would flow easily. I thought of that guy who could run and jump with ease. I thought that was me. But you see, change shows up in our lives. And oftentimes there is a fear or a resistance to our change. I have to be honest with you, once I lost that feather, after a couple of years, it was really wonderful. You see, I have saved an immense amount of money on shampoo. But there is that activity that goes on in our lives. What are they going to think of me? What's going to happen? Will I do a good job? What if it ends up that way that it once did before? I'm really afraid. I really don't like him. All of that stuff just seems to go on. And the truth of it is that is our personality in the world. And there's nothing wrong with the personality that we show up with. It's a beautiful, wondrous thing. It's one of the many expressions of God and life in this world, but it's not the truth of who we are in our soul. The truth in the foundation of our being is beyond any of that chatter. And that truth and foundation of our being is where each and every one of us is connected. There is only one presence and one power, and that's living and moving and having its being in each and every one of us. Beyond the idea of personality and flying forth in our soul. If we are tethered to the personality that we think that we are, change and fear will be our experience. My experience has been that in the midst of that chatter, I make a large amount of attempts at protection and fear. And that is not the truth of me. That's not the gospel. It's not the good news that I'm brought into this world to express. What I'd like to invite each and every one of us into is a recognition of how the soul within us has no need for that chatter, has no need for the fear and the resistance that might show up in our lives. But you see, the human experience brings that forth. The funny thing is that, I'm supposed to be eventually becoming a minister. And still I'm concerned about my boots, and I'm concerned about my hair, and I'm concerned about my tie. And that chatter still goes on in my mind. Many years ago, I made a decision, a commitment, to enlarge my spiritual life. And I changed the commitment a few times. And then I made a decision to enlarge my spiritual life. Anytime we make that commitment and we discover that we've fallen short of the ideal that we're striving toward, then we can just simply make a decision to recommit. We can make a decision to connect and be fully aware of the soul that is within me, that is within you, that is that place of connection and wonder. This idea that this shows up, this resistance and fear, this resistance to change, oftentimes creates a sense and an experience of pain. In my life, I've had an opportunity to be exposed to a number of different scriptures. One of the scriptures that is the most significant for me in my life, okay, perhaps it's not the most significant, but it is one of the significant scriptures, comes from a book entitled 12 Steps and 12 Traditions of Alcoholics Anonymous. It says, someone who knew what he was talking about once remarked that pain was the touchstone of all spiritual progress. So I would imagine some of you are probably sitting there thinking, well, this guy's talking about the good news and he's telling me that pain is the good news? I'm not so sure I can buy into that. But the idea that pain is something that shows up in all of our lives is something that can truly not be argued. It's our experience in our human condition. Yet this human condition can be stepped up into a holy experience, into a true experience of all the divine, if we make a decision to instead allow and feel that pain, to relax, to go deeper, and raise our consciousness into a new idea. As I shared with you earlier, there's a commitment that I have to enlarge my spiritual life, to be the gospel, and to understand the gospel. And one of the gospels that has been shared throughout this world on many different levels is the foundation of Buddhism. It's the first noble truth. And that good news takes this form oftentimes. It's been stated in a number of different ways, but the one that resonates the most for me is all of life is suffering. Yeah, that got the response I expected it would. And you're still sitting there thinking, so wait a minute, this guy is telling me that all of life is suffering and that pain is part of our... How is this the gospel? How is this the good news? Well, the good news is that we're all in this together. There is a place where we can recognize that this connection of our human experience is not something that is exclusive to any singular one of us. But instead of all the chatter and all the resistance and all the fear and all the pain, we can connect instead to the soul level rather than our personality. The soul where we can allow ourselves to be untethered. Where when we experience pain or resistance, or when we experience change in our life, we can make a decision to feel and relax and go deeper. As we feel and relax, we can truly understand how this human condition is transformed into a holy experience. This human condition becomes instead transformed into the divine itself. This practice of embracing all of life is a place where we can allow our souls to come to its fullest expression. I don't know about you, but when I'm in that place of fear and resistance, when I'm trying to avoid change, that isn't the truth of me. It isn't a life filled with abundance. Here in the spiritual community, we recognize the importance of living our lives in an expression and an experience of prosperity. And that prosperity takes so many different forms and shapes. And one of the ways that it takes shape is by allowing our soul to feel all that is, to truly allow all of life to relax and go deeper into the soul experience. The co-founder of the Unity Movement, Charles Fillmore, speaks to this when he refers to our master teacher, the example by which we follow. You see, Charles Fillmore wrote a book entitled Jesus Christ Heals. He wrote, when Jesus said, the words that I have spoken unto you are spirit and are life, he was speaking in terms that inner word which creates all things. That inner place of the soul is the place with which we can create all things that spring forth the wonder of our lives itself. But when I attempt to create from my personality, I get some interesting contortions in my life. I don't know about you, but there are some places where my consciousness and my subconsciousness create some opportunities for growth. This morning, I'd like to commit to create from the soul and foundation of my being. I'd like to invite you and all of us in this sanctuary. And all of us in Minneapolis, all of us in Minnesota and throughout this world, to create from our soul instead that place of wondrous connection, of unity. And the manner in which we can do that is by making a decision that when the human experience shows up, we feel and allow. We relax and go deeper. Because you see, as we go deeper, we connect into that wondrous place that is unity. It's more than just simply a movement that was started by two amazingly beautiful people, Charles and Myrtle Fillmore. I love to say this. A friend of mine once claimed this. And many of you know the story of how Unity was founded. Myrtle Fillmore made a decision to connect to that inner soul level. She made a decision that she would no longer listen to what people had told her or what her fear was about tuberculosis, that she would pray and meditate and heal herself from tuberculosis at a time when no one else had done so. Most people didn't heal themselves from tuberculosis with prayer and meditation at the time when she did so. The amazing thing and the wondrous thing is that over the course of the next 60 years, Charles Fillmore wrote an incredible volume of work trying to say, what happened to my wife? And trying to buy into that experience as well. He connected into his soul level in a whole new wondrous way. We get an opportunity to do that in whatever expression that we are in our lives. That can be honored. That can be respected. This idea of Michael Singer and the untethered soul, and the way in which we can connect to the inner level of us, seems like a whole new idea. Seems like this wondrous little passing phase of a book that might be interesting or might be something that we want to try out. However, there's a foundation of this spiritual movement that was founded by a man whose name was Saul at one time in his life. He went through a deep transformation of where he no longer lived completely from his personality, but instead made a decision to live from his soul. When he did so, he changed his name from Saul to Paul. I'd like to think that that's something that's possible for any of us. I'd like to think that it's possible for me, that I could change my name from George to Gio and live more fully from my soul. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, says, "We fix not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." I invite each of us to connect to that place that is eternal by being fully in our human experience and no longer deciding to resist it nor push it away, to no longer fear it, but instead to allow and embrace it, to feel and go deeper. As I said, it seems like this wonderful, brand new idea about how we could live our lives that's written by a man named Michael Singer. There's another hero in my life, other than the Apostle Paul, other than Charles Fillmore, and his name is Jalaluddin Rumi, who's a practicing Muslim and wrote an incredible body of work of poetry. I'd like to share with you a poem that is entitled The Guest House, written by Rumi. This being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture, still treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice. Meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whatever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from the beyond. Although it may seem that it's coming from the beyond, it all comes from within each and every one of us. This wondrous human experience is what each of us have an opportunity in this day, in this present moment, to transform into the divine, to transform and to set ourselves free and to live from our soul. I'd like to invite you in this present moment to affirm with me once again our affirmation for today, but with just a slight twist. Rather than affirming, I am free to be me, I'd like to invite you to affirm, I am free to be I am. Join with me as we declare that out loud together. I am free to be I am. Yes, you are. And so it is.
This is my only tie, by the way. I was nervous, I was scared. He said, jump, and I said, where? Off this cliff. Gonna glide. You must be joking. I replied, not at all. He said to me, I'll be right here. Here's where I will be. We'll take the plunge. Won't be hard. We'll do this once. And that's the start, 'cause practice makes progress. Give it a try. That thing you think you can't do just stresses you. It's just a journey. You and I, practice making a try. Got a friend in a chair, rolls around here and there. There are things that he can't do. Ride a bike, tie his shoe. But who said legs, or eyes, or ears makes this world any clearer? He teaches me. I stumble on, and we get up whenever we fall down. 'Cause practice makes progress. Give it a try. That thing you think you can't do just stresses you. It's just a journey, you and I. Practice makes progress. Give it a try. Comes again, I'm feeling fearful, afraid of the mistakes that I might make. But fear is just excitement without oxygen, so I will take deepest breath that I can take. A little nervous, a little shy, mid-morning service in Unity of Minneapolis. My, oh my! But here I go. What's there to lose? I'll still be breathing no matter what I do. Cause practice makes. Give it a try. That thing you think you can't do just stresses you. It's just a journey. You and I. Practice makes progress. Give it a try. Practice makes progress. Give it a try. That thing you think you can't do, it just stretches you. It's just a journey. You and I. Practice makes progress. Give it a try. It's just a journey. It's always so. Practice makes progress. Here we go.
Haven't we had fun this morning? Absolutely. Don't forget the concert at 5 o'clock. And Gio, thank you very much for being with us today. Thank you so much. Let's receive our tithes, our gifts, and our offerings. I'm going to invite our ushers to come forth, please. I'm going to invite you to take your gift in your hand. If you're giving it with someone, hold it together, bless it together. Knowing and giving thanks, you have the power to bless. Let's go within and just center ourselves again. In this one presence, in this one power, God the good. May we affirm together our church offertory blessing found in the order of service. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now silently. Thank you, God. Amen.
Lost and alone on some forgotten highway, traveled by many, remembered by few. Looking for something I can believe in. Looking for something that I can do with my life. There's nothing behind me, nothing beside me to something that might have been true yesterday. Tomorrow is open. Right now it seems to be more than to just be here today. And I don't know what the future is holding in store. I don't know where I'm going. Well, I'm not sure where I've been. Spirit guides me. Light that shines for me. My life is worth living. I don't need to see. Such a sweet surrender. Living without care, like a fish in the ocean, just like a bird in the
So let us take a moment and center ourselves again in this one presence and one power. May we feel that joy of gratitude within our hearts for the opportunity to give. We bless these gifts and we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission. And that's truly to transform lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in each and every person. Thank you, thank you. And so it is. Amen. Laurie Dockin, thank you very much, Laurie. You know, we have fun working together, not even on Sunday morning. We had a beautiful vow renewal here yesterday. And it was Jeff and Andrea Keiseman renewed their vows for 20 years. And it was just amazing service, was it not?
It was just great.
Right there. It was fabulous and wonderful. So a couple of things. One thing that got left out of the program was our men's group. We have a dynamic men's group, and it meets at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. They do relationship issues at 6 o'clock. They finish them in an hour. Don't you wish we could finish our relationship issues in an hour? And then at 7 o'clock is our men's group. So if you've not tried our men's group, we really encourage you to do that. That's on this Tuesday evening as well. Next week, we'll continue with the Untethered Soul, looking going beyond. Come and be a part of that. And don't forget our concert this afternoon at 5 o'clock. Do we have children out there? Or are you parents leaving them with us for the rest of the week? They're not down yet. Okay. Keep talking. Let's invite the ushers down to pass the plate again for our platform over here. I want to share. You know, last Thursday night I was in, as we were talking, Thursday night I was dropped in for a few minutes, and as I do often on Thursday night for choir practice, the choir loft was absolutely full. It is spectacular. We are blessed to have such a beautiful new choir loft. And if you've not made a personal contribution to it, we invite you to do so. So do that. Make that check out and mark it for the choir loft. And anything you want to say about that, Laurie?
I do. You know what? I'm really excited about this, too. And yesterday we talked a little bit after the wedding. You know, the platforms come off. And so maybe in the summer I'm going to put the drummer on a platform in the back, kind of like a rock and roll band, bass player. And as you noticed, the first Sunday, if you saw it, the stage is completely that floor, that wood floor. So we're going to reconfigure stuff. And I'm just really, I'm like...
And new lights, too. It's just fabulous. And I hear children. Thank God I hear children out there. Let's stand and let's bring them in, okay?
We are walking in the light, in the light, in the light. We are walking in the light, in the light, in the light. In the light, in the light.
Good morning.
Say, we have a special opportunity for you, and I would love a show of hands. How many of you came to Unity as an adult?
An adult.
Lots of folks discover Unity as an adult, and a lot of those people stop me and say, man, I wish I would have learned these principles when I was a child. What a difference I would have made in my life. Have you thought that before? Well, we have an opportunity for you to be part of presenting and sharing those principles with our young people today. And we need one person to step into our preschool room at 9:45 and one into our third through fifth grade. It's an honor. They're incredible teachers. The beauty of this is if you work to teach principle to them, your consciousness is transformed and you have fun doing it. So if you might like to join our team, sign up in the garden court. I'll check in with you and we'll let the fun begin. Thanks. Yes. Two Sundays a month, you always have an experienced teacher with you. There's two in the classroom always.
And you've heard me say this many times, and I'll say it again. These children will spend less money on therapy. I promise you, they will. They will. They will. And so I want to just appreciate our adult volunteers. May we do that. So how you doing?
Great.
Of course you are. Of course you are. Let us know together our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, and the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are,
God is,
and all is swell.
With God. God as our creator, family all are we. Let us walk with each other in perfect harmony. Now peace begins with me and this moment now.
Song we sing, fear's the way we die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the dove is on the wing, you may not know why. Sing it if you know it.
Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try and love one another right now. Some may come and some may go, we've truly passed. When the ones that left us here returns for us at last. We are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try and love one another right. If you hear the song we sing, you'll understand. You hold the key to love and fear, all in your trembling hand. Just one key unlocks them both, they're there at your command. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try and love one another right now.
Sing it again.
Hey!
Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try and love one another right now. One more time like a meeting. Come on, people now. Smile on your brother, everybody get together, try and love one another right now, right now, right now.